Choice Tunes, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 2pm, with Alan Collier introducing a special guest each show where they reveal their selection of favourite tracks. Tune in to discover what music influenced their lives. Only on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
I like the sound of that. Theme playing in the background, it's time for Choice of Tunes. You know what we do, we invite a guest in this case it's somebody you've heard on radio before, not one of our presenters, but we find all about their life and the music that's played a big part in their life. So it's my absolute pleasure to introduce Naomi. Now, Naomi has been with us on a number of occasions. She's one of the spokespeople for CIRE, C-I-R-E. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you very much.
Now, Naomi, we know that you're involved with CIRE at the moment and have been for a while, but we want to go right back. So whereabouts were you born, Naomi?
Moorabbin. Well, Lilydale Hospital, yep. When it was. I haven't moved far from home. I always say to people, when the 20K bubble was in, that suited me just fine.
All right, so you were born in Moorabbin in the Lilydale Hospital, which I think now is aged care, isn't it?
It is. It's actually Ality Aged Care, which we've worked with CIRE, so, yeah.
It's almost going back.
It was.
So, Naomi, how long did you live in Moorabbin?
I lived there all of my youth. That was my only childhood home, pretty much. Oh. I did have plans to move to Queensland when I was 19 with my cousin, and I was up there for about 6 weeks before I came home.
What went wrong up there? You didn't like the
needle? No, I'd actually met a fine young chap from Mount Evelyn at the York and Lilydale pub 2 weeks before
just
I left.
Before you went.
Yes, and so we had letters to each other over a period of that sort of 6 weeks. He came up and I came home.
Sounds fair to me. All right, so we don't worry about school because everybody went to school in one form or another. So when you were either at school or straight after school, what was your first part-time job?
Franklin's. Oh, actually, I lie. It was the little general store, which is now, I think, a feed store in Moorabbin on Cardigan Road there.
Right.
And that was a supermarket. But then I moved on to Franklin's, which is now Woolies in Kilsyth.
Oh, right. Yeah. So when you were there, you were just working after school? Or?
After school and weekends. So I still got... I worked with my sister at Franklin's and... Yeah. We still have a number of friends from that time. It's lovely.
All right. So when you got out of that, like you've now done whatever you did at school.
Yep.
So what was your first full time job?
It was actually a traineeship, which is a Certificate 3 in business, which CIRE also offer as a traineeship. So it's just the kind of thing I say to people: you never know where your life's going to lead, and no learning's been wasted because it's all experience. And
so how long was that course?
I did it in. It was meant to be 12 months. And when I was 6 months in, I learnt that completing the traineeship would make my pay go up. So I did the second half in 3 months.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then what sort of job did that get you?
So that was medical traineeship, medical administration as part of that. So it was going to be a career progression into sort of a practice manager kind of role.
Yeah.
Things changed. I went more into a business, sort of a more straight office admin role.
In what sort of industry?
A couple, but the main one was with Ashdene, who are a local giftware importer. They were manufacturing in Bayswater when I started with them.
Yep.
So Tim was the owner there, beautiful family business, so they supported me and nurtured my career, I suppose. And then I left there when my first was born. And then I left again when my second was born because I went back.
So you kept going back. So how long were you there before your first child was born?
Oh, gosh. That's a tricky question. I do not know. I was there 7 years all up. So probably
coming
and going, but I didn't go for very long because they were in giftware. So I went back to help with their launch, and you know, Johnny was born in March, and I was back working there in the July, getting ready for their August launch.
Great.
And then he was in the playpen next to my desk. Being a family business, they welcomed that and they encouraged that. So I was dealing with all the interstate sales reps, and they were saying, "Oh, is Johnny in today?" And it was lovely.
All right. Never going to give up.
Never going to give you up. Rick Astley.
With Rick Astley. Why did you pick that?
So that was my first cassette that I bought, but I have my note saying technically it wasn't. I went to Brash's at Chernside Park, and I remember it being there, and I bought the Proclaimers cassette, and I took it home, and instant buyer's remorse.
Yep.
So my mum, bless her cotton socks, bought it off me so I could go back and buy Rick Astley. But I got to see him at Rochford the other year at Day on the Green, and it was one of the best days of my life.
Let's listen to it. I'm talking to Naomi from Siri, and we're talking about her life. And you will hear her from time to time because we have Siri in once a month, and she's one of the development managers or something.
Yeah.
So we're always talking about what they're going to do. All right, so you stayed there, and little Johnny's born. And
yep.
So what happened at the end of that? I mean, obviously you haven't stayed there. So when did you move on from that job?
Yeah, so after that So after I had my second child in 18 months, maybe don't come back just yet. I changed to medical reception at a podiatrist in Monturna.
Right.
And then I left there. Turned out my daughter was due on the 1 year anniversary of me starting there, so I only worked there for about 9 months. So that was another sort of step in the career, I suppose. Eventually, and now straight after high school, I did go to uni. I started a double degree in sociology and psychology.
Right.
Because I wanted to sort of get into that realm. And then once I'd had all the kids, I was looking to go back to work, and I stumbled across an ad for Anchor. So hopefully.
So hang yep. on. How many children have you had? Three.
Right.
So
we've got number three. Yeah. No. I had Rach after the podiatry place.
Yep.
And then with three kids under 3.5, there wasn't really any feasible way of going back to work just yet.
Yep.
With childcare, you know, costs would have outweighed any job I had.
Yeah, absolutely.
So once the older ones had gone to school and kinder, I was looking around and found a job at Anchor, which hopefully people are aware of.
They come in every couple of months.
Fabulous.
Heidi
is the CEO, yes.
So
you
worked there for a while?
I did. I worked at Anchor for 6 years.
Doing what?
I started as an admin assistant and then worked into communications coordinator, so doing their marketing, Facebook, website, all that sort of stuff.
So then you went where?
Then I wanted to... I'd completed my advanced diploma of community sector management, so that sort of inspired me to want to look at more frontline community engagement rather than behind the screens, and sort of being part of making the stories rather than just sharing them.
Yep.
So I found a position at Siri at the community hub at Chernside Park and, moved over to Siri. So,
and how long have you been there?
I've been there 3.5 years now. So my plan to work in a more frontline engagement role didn't exactly pan out because my first day was the 9th of March 2020.
Yep.
The hub shut on around the 23rd of March 2020. So I spent the first few months of my role from home and having to find ways to connect with the community back in a digital way. So it was good because, again, I had that experience that at the time was very for purpose at Anchor, but by being able to draw on that, I was able to engage the community through lockdowns, having confidence on Facebook and those sorts of things.
Give me a little sign.
Yeah.
What? How did that come up?
So Peter Andre was my first celebrity crush.
Was
my
it?
First.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
Pictures on the wall.
Are there ever? Yeah, so I've got an autographed one, which my sister was able to get for me.
Yeah.
I've still got them somewhere. So, very besotted. And I remember...
How old were you at this stage?
Oh, gosh, I would have been early high school, I think.
Right.
I don't know the year it was
creepy.
Released. No. But, yeah, I remember it was funny when, you know, looking back at the songs, and it, like we were saying, it puts you... I'm in my friend's lounge room watching the video hits program on a Saturday morning or whatever it was and seeing this film clip for the first time, and it was just like, oh, my goodness, this is, you know, this is amazing. So, have
a
dance.
Are you still friends with that person?
Facebook friends. We were friends, childhood friends. Our mums went to high school together. So,
all right, let's listen.
You do want me, give me a little sugar. If you don't want me, don't need me on, girl. If you need me, show me that you love me. And I'm feeling blue, and I want you. There's just one thing that you should do. Give me some kind of sign. If
And welcome back to Choice Tunes, and I'm talking to Naomi from Siri. So what made you decide to join the community sector? Because I always say, and this is no disrespect to the sector, they've never been big payers.
No.
What made, pardon me, what made you decide that instead of working in a medical field, hang on, instead of working in a medical field, what made you decide that you wanted to work in the community sector?
Yeah, I think I've traced it back to my mum. So
you're blaming her.
Yeah, thanking her. But yeah, I was raised going along with my mum and my beautiful Auntie Beryl to Meals on Wheels deliveries.
Oh, yeah.
Mum used to volunteer at kindergartens or in schools. I just don't remember a time that she wasn't part of her community. So when we got to school, she was the Parents Association, she was canteen duty, and I just sort of followed that path, I think.
Yeah. When is mum still with us?
Yes. Yes, she is. Good. Hi, Shazza.
She might be listening today. Yep. Well, she should be.
She should be. But, yes, then I remember being at Anchor under Fiona Nichols, who's the business admin there, or business manager, sorry, demoted Fee. And I remember her saying to me, how can you get that kick that you get when you talk about the Parents Association stuff and all your volunteering, how can you get that in your work? And that's part of what prompted me over to Siri. Not that I'll always love Anchor and always be Anchor Red, but I do have that now that I am part of the community quite actively. I get to work with other community groups and network and all of those things to find the best way for our community, which I love.
All right. From little things, big things grow, by Paul Kelly.
Yeah.
Why did you pick that one?
I didn't realise how long it was, but so matter. Apologies, but it's a great song, so do stick around. I love Paul Kelly. I think he's an amazing artist. But this song in particular, it does have a great message throughout it in its original form. But for me and my family, it's got significance because the kid's dad would actually play this on guitar, resting it on my belly while I was pregnant. So,
let's listen.
Yeah.
Around people, I'll tell you a story, an 8-year long story of power and pride. British Lord Vesty and Vincent Lingyari were opposite men on opposite sides. Vesty was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean, he spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The Rinji were working for nothing but rations. But once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily the pressure got tighter and tighter. The Rinji decided they must make a stand. They picked up their swags and started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking. Back at the homestead, and then in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The Vesty man said, I'll double your wages, 18 quid a week you'll have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages, we're sitting right here till we get our land. Vesty man roared, Vesty man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder and snow. Vince said if we fall, others are rising. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lingyari boarded an airplane and landed in Sydney, big city of lights. And daily he went round softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life. And Vincent sat down with big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out while your people are hungry. Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lingyari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. He told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns. Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Well, that was the story of Vincent Lingyari. But this is the story of something much more. How power and privilege can unmove a people who know where they stand. Stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. 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 From little things, big things grow.
What was the very first car you bought?
My dad gave me his old Cortina.
A lot of girls seem to have had old Cortinas.
Yeah, so I love my little Cortina. It was red, like my current car. So
how long did you have that?
I had it a little bit of my learners. I didn't get my license until the month before I was 19 because I was quite nervous. And then I must have been probably a year or two, not that long. And then I went to find a little Suzuki soft top Jeep thingy.
Oh, yeah.
And I went into a car yard and came out with a Subaru. So,
bit of a difference.
It was a bit of a difference, yeah.
Righto. Wake Me Up.
Yes.
Why is that in there?
So the song Wake Me Up by Avicii always reminds me of my 30th birthday. So just life's not always Facebook happy posts and smiles. Yeah. And I just remember I had my three children, so 3 and 3.5 years, with my youngest being 4 months.
Not long in between each one.
No, and yeah. I later found out that I'd actually could have and probably should have been diagnosed with postnatal depression during those years.
Yeah.
And because the kids were so close together, it was compounding.
Yeah.
So my 30th birthday wasn't a very happy one. It was always at the end of the Christmas holidays, so money was short. I remember putting together $4.50, getting the kids minimum chips and taking them to a park to play.
They didn't know.
And that was sort of, I suppose, one of the things that you do as a parent. You push on and, you know, you do what needs to be done. But this song touched on a few things, and I was driving there and the line of wake me up when it's all over, and I felt this thing of I don't want to be here, I want to just have this all over with. And if I could fast forward 10 years then
so
that
how,
would be
how long did you suffer from postnatal depression?
I did get treatment with my second, but then I had a wonderful counsellor who was actually impacted by the Black Saturday community fire in her community, so she left to go do that. I think it would have been over a number of years, but again, it's something that I probably didn't address as much as I should have.
Yeah.
And I really, for anyone listening with any mental health challenges, I really encourage to seek help. So there's a lot of great organisations. PANDA is one for sort of emotions around or challenges around parenting. But, you know, Lifeline, Beyond Blue, all of those organisations to reach out and speak up, because it's extremely common.
And there's not the embarrassment that there used to be about it.
Not at all. And that's part of, you know, obviously this is putting myself in a vulnerable position today, but I think it takes people speaking up to make sure that others know that it's okay, and it is something that
and it can helps to normalise it a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That you don't actually feel that you're in this by yourself, that there are other people, and other people have not only been through it, but they've come out the other end.
Absolutely. And, you know, mental health is something that is just, it's everywhere in our community, and different people find different challenges. But always, yeah, if you can speak up, whether that's to a friend or to an anonymous helpline or anywhere, but yeah, really important to do it. So this is quite, it's an upbeat song, but it does hit home for me in a different way.
And it's not any good saying to people, hey, get over it.
No.
It's just, right, let's listen to it.
Thanks.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know.
stay forever this young. Not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up.
Welcome back to Choice Tunes. I'm talking to Naomi from Siri, and we're talking about her life, and she's been very open, and I really do appreciate that. Naomi, if forget about qualifications, forget about any part in the world, if I said you can have any job in the world, I was going to say the President of the United States, but I don't think you want that to fit. Is there any other job you would rather be doing? And I don't put Siri down in any way, because... You know, we all do the jobs that we can do, but is there any particular job you really would have liked to have been able to do?
So, Gus, if you're listening, I love Siri. Go team Siri. But, no, I actually, part of my first relationship with Siri was part of their Voices of Women program, which was looking at getting more females into politics, so local council. And that was something I was even contemplating running for in the 2020 elections. But then I started working full-time at Siri, so I didn't have the time to actually do that. Yeah. But I think definitely something... I don't think I could ever not be part of a community organisation. Yep. Like you said, it's not going to ever earn the big bucks, but I love that every day doing that. So I feel like, oh gosh, anywhere in the world, my heart's still here, you know, Yarra Valley. So it's, it would be something, you know, where I am or another community organisation or council.
And I remember talking to Gus, and she said the best job in the world is what she's got, and she wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
Well, she can pass it over. No, thank you, Gus, no.
Hilltop Hoods.
Yes.
Crosby Sweater. Whoa,
yes. That one. So in 2017, our family made the most of my husband's long service leave, and we took the kids out of school for 3 months and travelled half of Australia. So
which half?
Up the middle and then down WA.
Oh, yeah.
So 19 weeks in all, 19,000 kilometres, I think it was, 15 weeks, something like that. But this album was played quite a lot throughout it. We did get the CD, and the kids started looking at some of the lyrics, which got taken off them after that. So there are a few sort of, you know, it is hip-hop, so there's a few sort of implied things. But, it was a really just a fun song that the kids all bopped along to. So
let's
enjoy.
Watch me do my thing, lost into my singing. Hot like New Orleans and Cosby Crew and jeans. Yeah, we're not awake, stare alone and vacant. Living in conditions of the motor matrix. Only bare rounds on a proper naked. Only point of my even the bullet was a paper. Ain't here to fight some dude to fuck a friend with a spouse. Rather light show me to burn it down with a house. Get your heart from the groove on account of the bass. And look a light tongue cruise up or down on a couch. Status
never mattered, ever acted with a lot. Christine, I can never just let yourself go. Matter pressure and ever that is better left pristine. Track and record to let you all know. The Ruby King's even homeless. None of these kingdoms are unjust. Life a rapper, lost a lane, no. Set the gathering that no longer matter like a black hole.
Champ of the jungle is fitting. I'ma get drunk and dance like your uncle. Till I'm all hands like your uncle, I'm kidding. The venom is in venom. When I enter, then it's over. When I'm spinning venom, I'm as generous as Oprah. You get a scar, you get a scar, you get a scar. Me drunk in the back of a rental car. Pat Benatar, blood loves a battlefield. Here to get you where you see like a battle drill. I'm in the saddle still, a little saddle sore. Smash me out the stratosphere, flashy as a matador. When I'm just like Theo's dad in a Coogee, listening to Coogee rap. I won't beat around the bush like a 70s porn. I make you wish that you'd never been born. All, and it's all and it's good, 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 good.
And it's all good. And it's all good. And it's all good.
One, two, three, four.
I feel like Bobby Fischer. Always four moves ahead of my competition. Listen, they ain't gonna stop me ever. I feel as large as Biggie. Swear it could not get better. I feel in charge like Biggie.
This alley. We can fire up the nightlife, Prince Harry. Fuck the high life, we can vibe live. We can buy lines, hanging from a high line, but just married.
I'll turn the iPhone into a blood sport. I make pea soup out of a pea brain. They wanna run this youth like parkour. I'd rather run these tracks like a steam train. Like a steam train. Like a steam train.
Back to Choice Tunes, and we talked to Naomi. Naomi, Easy on Me by Adele. Why'd you pick that one? Yeah.
So, again, this is tied to a birthday. So this was my 40th,
yep.
Or around the time I turned 40, which I now refer to as my midlife chrysalis. So it was that time where I did wake up and I did feel stronger and I wiser and I chased my happiness and... sort of, yeah, so that's, I suppose that's enough to say about that.
Let's listen.
In
Naomi, just before we go, we're going to listen to Be Kind. Why did you pick that?
I just love this song. I love the messages in it. It's everything that I believe, that it doesn't matter who people are or how they believe. They just be kind to each other. And, you know, that's all that needs to be said, I think.
Sounds good. Naomi, look, first of all, thank you for being part of it. And I'm really grateful that you have been very honest with us, particularly talking about postnatal depression, because I think if there's anybody, well, any form of mental illness out there, they really need to, don't think it'll go away, and there's no shame attached to it anymore at all, whether it be any form of mental illness. But I do thank you for being part of it. And now the people that deal with you at Siri will know a little bit more about you, probably maybe too much.
Yeah.
And when they hear you on Community Connections, which I know you come in quite often for me. So thank you for being part of it.
Yeah.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Be kind.
La 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 la.
It don't bother me if you're old or young. If you got lots of money, or you got next to none, where you think we all go when we die? It ain't on my mind if you're big or small, how long it takes you to get up when you fall, if you can or cannot handle the spice. In a world where you can be anything, I'll be kind to you. Could you be kind to me? Kind to me. It's all I'm asking.
La 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 la.
Don't bother me. What SPF did you use? Or if the body you're born in don't define you, we're all taking different ways in the bones.